Is daf lamin aleph. So we got to six lines down on lamin aleph. Lamin aleph. The Gemara says Amar Rava. So Amar Rava, lechol avedas achicha. The pasuk says lechol avedas achicha is an extra word because the pasuk says v'chein tasa lechamara, v'chein tasa leslamasa, v'chein tasa lechol avedas achicha. What to come in to include? So Rava says lerabos avedas karka, that even if a person's property is being lost, there's an obligation to return it or to protect it. That's what we saw yesterday. So Amar le Rav Chananya le Rava. Tanya de Messiah Lecha, there's a brisa that supports you. Ra mayim sheshotvin, you see water that's flooding. Ubayin, and they're coming along. Hareze go to bifneim, you should build a fence in front of them to stop the water from ruining the karka. So exactly, Rava said this drash is based on a tosefta. Samele imishim ha, if that's your source, halo tesaya, that's not a support. That tosefta could be understood in a different way. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'deika omrin. We're talking about a case where there's bundles of wheat that are laying down there. That has nothing to do with karka. That's metaltalim. That's a regular din of metaltalim. If you see a person's property being lost or being destroyed, you have an obligation to protect it. It's not a rye that karka, you have to protect karka. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Eve b'dika omrin my lamemra. If you're telling me that when the water's coming, flushing away bundles of wheat, what's the chiddush? We already know there's a din. Anytime the person's metalton is being lost, you have to protect it. So of course, if bundles of wheat are being lost, of course you have to protect it. That's not needed to teach me. So the Gemara says, lo tricha de isbe omrin de tricha la'ara. They're bundles of wheat that are really connected to the ground still. They've needed a little bit to the ground. They're mechubar lakarka. So Ma'av the same, but what would you think? Kaven de tzichel ara ki gufa de aradami. Since they're still attached to the ground, they're like the ground itself. Kamashwan, they're not. So what's going on here? So when the Braisa says that when the water's coming in, that even though they're attached to the ground, you have to view them as independent from the ground. They're really viewed as metaltlin. And that's why you have to protect it. But there is no raya from this Tosefta that Avedas Karka, if a person's land is mamish being destroyed, that you have an obligation to protect it. Only because of Rava's Chiddushir of the Chol Avedas Achicha do we now know L'Rabos Avedas Karka, that there's a din of Hashem's Aveda even by land. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah Matzah Chamer Upara. We had the din that the donkey and the cow were running through the vineyards and the paths and grazing. So the Gemara says, if you look at that Mishnah, Hagufa Kasher, there's an internal contradiction within that Mishnah, because Amr, so initially the Mishnah said, Matzah Chamor Para Ra'un Bederach. You see them grazing nicely along the path. Ein Zu Aveda. That's not Aveda. Cows and Chamorim walk along the path and they graze. But Ra'un Bederach Udul Havi Aveda, only if they're grazing on the path is it not Aveda. But Haratza Bederach, if they're running along the path, that sounds seems a little strange. Or if they're roa ben akramim, or if they're grazing between the vineyards, that's also havel aveda. That's considered aveda. But then if you look towards the seifa, maseifa, chamar v'kelev hafuchim, if the donkey's there and its kelim are upside down, or para ratas ben akramim, or the cow's running through the kramim, gezuntai harezu aveda, that's an aveda if it's running through. But ratza ben akramim hu dehavi aveda, only if it's running through the kramim is it considered an aveda. But harata b'derech, if it's running on the path, which we inferred earlier, it was different. If it's rata b'derech, or if it's roa bin akramim, it's slowly grazing itself through the kramim, then ein zu aveda. That's not considered an aveda. So you have two opposite implications from the resha versus the seifa. Again, if it's rata b'derech, is that considered aveda? Or if it's roa slowly between the kramim, is that considered aveda or not? Again, everyone agrees rata bin akramim is aveda. And roa b'derech is considered non-aveda. We want to do one without the other. Ratza on the derech, or roa in the kerem, that's the suffix. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, Yagid Alav Reyu, a quote of Pasuk in Eov, that the Reyu, its friend, Yagid Alav, will tell you. What does that mean? So look at the Brisa. The Brisa itself has the explanation. What does that mean? Tana, the Brisa says, roa. Tana roa b'derech d'lavi aveda. Right, says a roa b'derech, if it's grazing along the path, it's not considered in aveda. V'hu adin l'roa ben akramim. And also, if it's grazing on the vineyard, within the vineyard, it's also not considered aveda. You have to read the brisa all connected. Tana says ratza ben akramim d'avi aveda. If it's running through the kramim, v'hu adin ratza b'derech, so to ratza. So the din is just as follows. Roa is never aveda, and ratza is always Aveda. That's how Abaye says. He's learning from the way the Braisa, the way the Mishnah is presenting itself. Roa again is never Aveda. Even though Roa only says Baderech, it means even if Roa B'Kramim is also not an Aveda. And when it says Ratzah bin Akramim, it means Huadin Ratzah Baderech, that's also considered an Aveda. That's Abaye's understanding. Roa versus Rotzah. We don't care where. Amalei Rava, but Rava says, I Yagid Alav Reyu. If you're saying that you learn from its partner, you learn from the Mishnayos what's next to each other, Lisnei Kilsa, the Kol Shukain Chamirasa. We should teach the less obvious case, the Kilsa, and learn the more Chamardik, the more obvious case. Meaning what? Lisnei Ratza Baderech, it should say, if it's running on the Derech, Havi Aveda, it should have taught that case, Ratza Baderech, that's an Aveda, and Kol Shukain, I would have known, Ratza Bin Akramim. I mean, why is it teaching us the more obvious case of Ratzah bin Akramim? Ratzah bin Akramim, everybody agrees that's considered Aveda. It should have taught me Ratzah Baderech is Aveda, and then certainly if it's running in the maze, in the Kramim, that's certainly considered Aveda. And the opposite, it should have taught me Lisnei Roah bin Akramim, if it's grazing through the vineyard, which is also going to somewhat be lost, but if you're saying that that's not Aveda, teach me Roah bin Akramim is Lohavi Aveda. And then Kol Shekin, I would have known, Roa Baderech is certainly, if it's grazing nicely on the open path, certainly that's not an Aveda either. So, therefore, Rava rejects Abaye's understanding. So, Amalei Rava, Rava therefore tweaks it and says, Ratza, Ratza Lokasha, there's no Stira. Ratza, two different Ratzas, we have two different implications. Again, we said Ratza Ben Akramim is definitely considered Aveda. We had two different implications. If Ratza Baderech, it's running along the path, it's open, is that Aveda or not? It's not a stira. Both implications are correct. How? Rata, rata lokasha, ha de apa legabe da dibra. One is where it's facing toward the dibra, towards the field. It's going further away from the community. That's considered aveda. Then you have to get it if it's running along the path. If it's ha de apa legabe mas, if it's running the path towards the city, then we don't assume it's aveda. It depends which direction on the path it's going. That's how Rava understands it. And further, Roa nami lokasha. We had two different implications. If it's grazing in the kramim, is that an aveda or not? That too is not a kasha, says Rava. Kan avedas gufa, kan avedas karka. Depends if we're concerned about the animal, the gufa, the behema, or we're concerned about the karka, the property. Meaning what? Kikatani roa baderech lo havi aveda. When we're saying that it's grazing along the path, it's not considered aveda. Ha roa bein hakramim havi aveda. But if it's grazing in the kramim, it is Aveda, but Aveda is Karka. We're concerned of the crumb that being lost, the vineyard, the grapes that he's eating. It's grazing in the crumb. We're not concerned of the animal. We're concerned that he's ruining the grapes. That's why it's Aveda's Karka that we say you have to return the animal, get the animal out of there, not because of the animal, but because of the Aveda's Karka. V'kikatani, when we had the other line of the Mishnah, Ratza bin Akramim, if it's running between the Kramim, Havi Aveda, but we inferred Haroa bin Akramim, if it's only grazing Lo Havi Aveda, that's not an Aveda, that's Baveda's Gufa. That's where the animal itself is not Bitaras Aveda, we can let it stay there.
I have a question on the Ratza, mate. So we're saying.
Let me just finish this line then about this piece here, the Roa, and then what we asked me the question afterwards. That says the Ratza Bein HaKramim, if it's running between the Kramim, Misakva, which means the animal is going to get cut up. It's running the vineyards. I don't know, there are no thorns on the vines, but still, there's the bushes and their branches going to get scratched up. So then if it's running, we're concerned that the animal itself is getting destroyed. But if it's Roa Bein HaKramim, if it's slowly grazing through the Kramim, Lo Misakva, the animal won't get destroyed. Only we're concerned of the Avedis Karka in that case. So then you have to return it if it's Avedis Karka. But if it's not Avedis Karka, if it's only Avedis Behema, there's no Behema that's being lost here. So then the Gemara just says, one more to finish the two dots and ask you a question. But then the Gemara says, fine, Roa Bein HaKramim, if it's slowly, gently grazing through the Kramim, Nihi de lo Misakva, granted, the animal's not getting cut up because it's slowly, the branches are not going to scratch it because it's very gentle. But typically, Mishum Avedis Karka, but it's still eating someone else's property, so you should return it because the guy's property is being destroyed. The Gemara says, Bidakusi, it's owned by a Kusi where you don't care about the property. So the Gemara says, fine. Bitapikle Mishum Avedis Gufa. So what do you mean? Isn't the Dilma Katlele? If the Kusi sees the animal, that's not his eating his grapes, he's going to kill the animal. So now the owner of the cow, we're concerned he's going to lose his cow because the Kusi is going to kill the cow. Take out a shotgun. So the Gemara says, no, we're not concerned that the Kusi is going to kill the cow because we're talking about the Asra, the Masra, the Hadar Katlele. A very nice area. They're not shot, not Texas where they see a guy walk in and they shoot the guy. First, give him a warning shot. And then the guy doesn't collect his cow, he still doesn't come, then he'll shoot the cow. So the guy has a few moments to collect his cow, so it's not an Avedis Behema just yet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Dum Asri Bey, maybe a warning shot went out already. So now the warning shot went out, and now the cow's there, and the cow's dead meat. So you have to save the animal. So Gemara says, E Asri Bey Velo Istaru Ba. If you gave the warning shot, and the animal didn't, the owner didn't react and didn't collect the animal, so clearly, Vade Aveda Midasi, he didn't care, and he didn't care about his animal. He was Aveda Midasi, he let it go. He was mafkir his animal. So therefore, if the owner was Aveda Midasi, he was mafkir the animal, so then you have no obligation of Shavas Aveda anymore. He's Miyayish on his animal. So this is the scenario about the Ratza Ratza versus Roa Veroa.
So the Ratza Ratza, we had a question. Why don't you tell us the biggest Chiddush, right?
That goes back in Shita Zabai,
right.
Yeah.
Right? So the answer is, it's in the direction of the field, it's in the direction... But still, what are we saying? That one is Ratza Baderech, and one is Ratza Bein Akramim, right?
No, the case that was... Roa was the case of... 1 second here. He said...
Baderech, here. Ratza Bein Akramim, Tana Ratza Bein Akram, Da'a Ba'aveda, Rodin Ratza Baderech.
Right, Ratza Baderech depends which direction he's going in. And Roa Bekramim, we said...
The question was, Lisnei Ratza Baderech, V'chol Sheken Ratza Ben Akramim, right? So what's the answer? That Ratza Baderech is running towards the...
No, they're two different things here, no. The Kol Sheken wasn't... We didn't care the direction when it came to the first answer. The Kol Sheken wasn't about the Derech was going in. It is Ratza. All cases of Ratza is always Aveda.
Right.
And all cases of Roa is always not Aveda.
And the Gemara asks, right,
teach a Kol Sheken.
And we'll learn the Kol Sheken.
Correct.
Right? So what's the answer that Ratza Baderech?
No. So Rava says a completely different answer now. Rava says, forget that Kol Sheken, that's not correct. Ratza depends on the circumstance. Abai thought Ratza is always Aveda, Roa is always not Aveda. Rava says Ratza depends where he's going on the Derech. If he's going to the Midbar, then it's Aveda. If he's going to...
So we're changing. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, completely different answer now.
Completely different.
Fine. Gemara now says the two dots. Hechzira ubarcha, hechzira ubarcha. You return the animal, it runs away. You return the animal again, it runs away. You go back and forth. You have to continue to do it. Afilu arba v'chamesh pamim, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So one of the Rabbanan says, L'rava, Eima, Hashev, Chada Zimna, Tishivim, Tre Zimna. Where do you get 4 and 5? Hashev is return at once, Tishivim is the second time. Maybe more than that, you're Pater. Amalei, Hashev, Afilu Mea Pamim Mashman. The word Hashev means, the Rambam explains, the lesson of Zachor, Shamor. It means it should be returned always, continuously. Hashev means forever, even Mea Pamim. The word Tishivim is a separate drasha. Ainli elalaveso. How do I know? Only you have to return the object to the house. The ginasa lecharvasa mina. And how do I know if the guy has a field, a garden? You could just drop it off there as well. You don't have to go mamish to his house. Tamalomar tishivei mikomakim. You can return it no matter where, as long as he owns the property. You can return it there. You don't need a dafka babayis. So the Gemara asks, hey chidami, what's the scenario here? E demanchim mipshita. If it's the gina is protected, push it. Of course, you can return it to the gina. Becomes an extension of his bias if it's shomer. And idalo mintra, if the gina is not protected, it's wide open, we know it's his property, but there's no fence, so then why would you be allowed to just drop off the aveda? It's going to run away again if it's not protected. So Gemara says, liolam dimintra, really it's a field that's protected. But kamash blam, the chiddush here is, you're allowed to return it even to the gina, dilo bain and das bailam. You don't need the baal of the aveda to be aware of this. Who could there be a lazar? Damar rebel lazar, a cold srichim das bailam. Whenever you return something, you need the das bailim chutz me'ashavas aveda, with the exception of shavas aveda, she'atorah ribsa shavas harbe. The Torah says you can return it in any way. You don't need das. So what are the types of cases you have to return something? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, hakol tzarch das bailim. It's around 15 narrow lines down in Rashi. Ganav gazan vedal shomrim. A person steals and wants to return him. The guy's watching a pikadon and wants to return him. She'shivol tzrichel lahodiyah. When you return the object, you must let the owner know. If you don't let him know, umesan, that dies. O nigva chayav machrison, you are still responsible until the baal is aware of this. However, the chayav yada shavda lo yada shushva lo nizar bavlo meachila. So since once he knew about this, chayav yada shavda, and he didn't know his return, he's not going to be careful about this. So there's a special chiddush hashev tishivim that even though the Baal Aveda doesn't know about this, you have to you're allowed to return it even though he doesn't know. That's the chiddush. The interesting chakira that the Dvar Avram asks, when you return it the first time, then the animal runs away, and you return it a second time, is that second return a new chiv, or goes back on the original chiv? What's a nafkamina? So your yotzer, it sounds like your yotzer, now it's a new chiv, that sounds like it's a new chiv. So he says there's a couple of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, let's say you're a zakein v'eino l'fichvodo, or you're patur from returning it. But you decide to return it anyway, so you picked it up. So now you returned it a first time. It runs away a second time. Now, do you have the obligation to return it a second time? Because you hit it the first time. So is that first? Does it go back to that first chiv? So the zakein l'fichvodo always has to return it, or once you return it the first time, he's now patur. That's one nafkamin he says. There's another nafkamin he says as well. Let's say, does he have a din of a shomer aveda? We know a shomer aveda has a certain responsibility of the aveda. He's patur from pruta of Yosef. So when he returns it the first time and he gets lost again, is he considered the shomer aveda even though he doesn't know where it is anymore? So a couple other nafkaminas he raises such a chakir. He tries to bring a raya from the Rambam. Pashtus is that the moment you return it, it's a new chiv. That's what the pashtus is. But that doesn't answer that's a continuous chiv though. Right. Continuous obligation, I'm not sure if the pasuk indicates either way. But, oh, okay, fine. Gemara now says, on the topic of double lashon, the Gemara quotes three wide lines down, shalach tishlach, talks with shulach hakan, you have to send away the mother bird before you take the eggs. So the Gemara says, eima shalach chadazimna, and tishlach means treizimna, send it away once, and if the bird comes back, you send it away a second time. But beyond that, you don't need to send it away. So Amar Le Shalach Afilu Shalach Me'apamim Mashma. The word Shalach itself means send it away even 100 times. So one time, actually, I wanted to borrow a book from the Beis Medrash here. So it was on Shalach Hakan. I was giving a shir in Shalach Hakan. I saw they had a very nice book here. So I went to Rebbe's office to ask if I could take it out of the Beis Medrash. He said, "Shusha Shalach to Shalach." It says. So I said, "Afilu Me'apamim." So this is the Gemara we were referring to. So the Gemara says, Mashma, so again, Shalach afilu mea pami mashma. So Shalach means send it away even 100 times. If it keeps coming back and you want to take the eggs, keep sending it back. So what do you learn from the word Tishalach? Ein li'ela l'dvar rishus. I only know that I need to send it away if I want the eggs to eat. Just eat. But l'davar mitzvah, minayin, how do I know davar mitzvah? If I need to take the eggs for davar mitzvah, or the birds for davar mitzvah, maybe I don't have to send it away. Minayin, even in that case, I need to send it away. Tamilomer, Tishalach, Mikol Makom. I always have to send it away, even in the context of the Davar Mitzvah. Now, what's a Davar Mitzvah? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Davar Mitzvah minayin, Haya Tzarech Litar Bo Es HaMetzorah. You need to be Metar the Metzorah, which requires birds. Minayin She'osr Be'aim Al HaBanim. How do I know I can't take the Banim if the aim is still there? Tamilomer, Tishalach, even though I need the children, the little birds, for the Mitzvah, there still is an Isser to take them if the mother is still there. Now, Tosafot asks a question on Rashi. Right? He says, based on the Gemara in Chulin, what's the Havamina? That you're allowed to take the mother, the birds, or the mother birds there. Right? So we say, Asa dochalos asay. But the problem is, taking the children there, the birds, when the aim is there, that's an asay, that's an Isser asay. Right? You're violating a shalach to shalach when you take the little birds when the mother's there. So the asay of Metzorah can't be docha the asay of shalach to shalach. Shalach to shalach can't be. Asay is not docha asay. Asay docha only los asay, but not another asay. So what's a half a minute to think that you're allowed to do this? That you need a pasuk that's also to do this. The Tosafot says, since Mitzorah is about being mitahir, the husband back to his wife, it's about shalom bias. The shalom bias is very, very important. So one might think, because of shalom bias, the asay of Mitzorah can be docha the asay of shalach to shalach. That's the half a minute. Kamashman, it doesn't. The pasuk says, even in the context of a mitzvah like mitzorah, there still is an iser to take the little birds when the mother is still there. Okay. Gemara now says, Amalei hahu midrabanan l'rava. One of the Tamid HaChacham said to Rava, Veima hochach chadazimna, and tochiach trezimna. Right, the pasuk of tochacha, you have to give rebuke and someone's doing something wrong. Hocheach tochiach. So chiach means once. If he does it again, you give him a second time, but more than that, you don't have to do. So Amar Lei, no, hocheach afilu me'apamim mashma. The word hocheach itself indicates even 100 times. And tochiach teaches me something separate. Ein li ela harav l'talmud. I only know that a rav has to teach his talmud, give tochacha to his talmud for doing something wrong. How do I know talmud l'rav? But can a student give tochacha to his rebbe? Minayin, how do I know that's permitted? No matter who the parties are, no matter if the guy's greater or lesser than the person, you have to give tochacha to whoever needs it, even a Talmud to a Rebbe. So it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha down that a Talmud could give tochacha to a Rebbe. So all the Mefarshim try to figure out why that is. So Pashas is, the Lechem Mishnah explains, because Rambam is only referring to likely scenarios. Likely scenarios is where a Rebbe gives a tochacha to the Talmud. The Talmud doesn't give tochacha to the Rebbe. But in Hachanami, if the Talmud needs to give a proper rebuke to his Rebbe, he taka should. So the Rebbe would never do this. This is Sephardi.
Ashkenazi Rebbe's don't give tochacha. They can't handle it.
That's the Gemara Erechin. That's the Gemara Erechin says that. So the Gemara says, Azov Tazovimo. The Gemara says, leave it. So what's referring to here, the Pasuk says, Kisira chamor sonacha rovets tachas masa, v'chadalta me'azov lo, azov tazovimo. Help the guy out. Right? They're trying to take the masoi, the burden off the back of the animal. Ainli ela bal of imo. I only know if the helper, the owner is helping you out. Owner sits back, we'll see this more later on, sits back and says, you do all the work. Maybe you shouldn't help him out in that case. Only if he's actually mamish imo. So Gemara says, what about ainli ela bal of imo? She'ain bal of imo minayin. How do I know, even if the bal isn't helping out, that you have to still help the animal? Tam lomer azov tazov mikomakum. You have to help out the animal and remove the basoy off his back. Then the Gemara says, what about the words hakim takim to imo, help put the masoi back on the back of the animal? Ainli ela bal of imo. I only know if the bal is helping you out. Shein bal of imo. How do I know if the bal isn't helping you put the packages back on? How do I know even then you have to help out the animal? Minayin tamalomer hakim takim mikol makum. You have to help in all scenarios. So we're going through all these different drushas of double lashons. Hashev tishuvim, hakim takim. So the Gemara now wants to know, lam li michtev. How do you have to have all these different drushas? How do we know, why do you need rather the prika, which means to remove the burden, and tina, and putting the packages back on? It's the same din. Teach one case, and I'll know the other case. So Gemara says, you need both scenarios. Why? The kasa rachman of prika, if I just learned from the Torah that to remove the packages off the back, you have to help out. Hava mina mishum diikatsar baichayim. There, even though the animals, even though the owner isn't helping out, there is Tsar Balei Chaim there, and Eika Chesron Kis is also a loss of money. The animal could die. So for that reason, to help both the animal and the owner, there's a Chiyuv to help out. Now some point out from here, it seemed that Tsar Balei Chaim is a Daraisa. There's a machlokus in the Gemara whether Tsar Balei Chaim is a Daraisa or not. It seems to be from here that they pask in this Gemara that Tsar Balei Chaim is an Issa Daraisa.
Is
okay.
A plot of bugs also, or no?
What?
It's always arguing at my house. Is it a plot of bugs?
No, I don't think so. But when it comes to putting on the packages where there is no tzar bal chayim, you're not protecting the animal. Anything, you're making things worse for the animal. Ika v'lo cheson kis is also not a cheson kis either. If the packages don't go on the back, you just leave the packages on the side. There's no cheson kis going on there either. Emalo, maybe that case you don't have to help reload the animal. Kamash v'lo, no, that as well, you have to help out. Now the flip side. V'yashmin and ta'ina, if I taught that you have to help load the packages, mishum de beschar, because we'll see in the Gemara later on, you're allowed to collect schar for that. You'll get money off of that. Aval prika de bechinam, emalo, but the guy takes off packages, you do this for free, so maybe I don't have to help the guy out. I don't want to waste my time to take off the packages. Tshicha, even in that case, if you see a guy who needs some help, you need to stop on the side and help him out. So that's why you need both prika u ta'ina. So then the Gemara says, what about Ulu Rabbi Shimon? Damar aft ina bechinam. Michael named brother. He says, no, even when a guy is loading up the packages, you have to do bechinam, you don't collect schar. So what's the chiddush of teaching both the cases of tina and prika? So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon, lo mesai mekra. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what does that mean, lo mesai mekra? Says Rashi, around 10 lines up, lo mesai mekra, hey mashpa tina, hey mashpa prika. It's unclear which pasuk tazov and talking, which one refers to tina, which one refers to prika. So vi kasav chada, if we only had one of them, let's say tazov, havimina la prika, I would have thought it's referring to prika asa. It refers to removing the packages. Aval tina lo, but you don't have to help load the packages. So kasav rachmana idach latina. I mean, not to teach me a chiddush, we don't know what the word means. So you teach both scenarios to teach me one means tina, and one word means prika. Which is which, we don't know. But you need to teach both, that both of them are relevant. Not to teach that there's a chiddush, one versus the other, just to help define the words in the pasuk. So then the Gemara says, "Lamidu mechtav hanitarte, v'lamidu mechtav aveda." So now we establish you need both Te'ina and Prika in the Pasuk. But why do you also need the Pasuk of Aveda, Hashev Tishivim? They have to return the animals and the lost objects as well. So the Gemara says, you could have just learned it out from the Te'ina and Prika.
Really?
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lamed L'michtav Aveda. Rashi says seven lines up. Lamed L'michtav Aveda, Hashavas Aveda. Why do they teach that case? Lichtov Oha. Oha, either teach Te'ina Prika or teach Aveda. Why? V'ligmar Minei, and I could have learned from them. Why? Deha kulo azharos mamon yisalhu. It's all about mamon yisalhu. You have to protect other Yidin's money. So if I know Te'ina and Prika, you have to be careful in their money, so certainly Hashavas Aveda, I need to be careful. So the Gemara says, why do they teach both cases? The Gemara says, Tzricha, last two lines of the page. V'kaz rachmana hanitarti, we only taught the case of Te'ina and Prika. Hamishim de tzara demara isa. And tzara dida isa, this tzar of the owner, and this tzar of dida, of the animal. There's a double tzar going on here. So those are very necessary to help out in that case. Avaveda de tzara demara isa, the tzar dida lesa, emelo. When an animal is lost, there's only tzar for the owner. The animal's fine. Animals are meant to run around the wild. It's okay living on its own. But there's only one tzar of the owner. So maybe there you wouldn't have to help out. Or, V'yashminan Aveda Mishum Dulasa Lamar Bahadei. Maybe by the Aveda, only that case, if it taught that the Aveda you have to return, because the animal doesn't, rather the owner doesn't know where the animal is. So the owner's at a loss. He's not around. So he's really losing out. Aval Hanitarti, by the case of Te'ina Prika, Dika Lamar Bahadei, where the Baal is there, and he could say, so get some people to help him. He's able to help hire people. So, emalo tzich, emalo. Maybe in that case, you don't have to help out. Let him do his own due diligence. So you say, even in that case, you have to help out. Fine. We're good? Okay, the Gemara now says, most yumas hamaka, the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk by Rotzeach, that if a person deserves death, most yumas hamaka, harotzeach, you kill the guy. Ainly elab b'misa k'suva bo. I only know by saif. That's the misa by a roteach saif, but the sword. I only know that's the way to kill him. Minayin shim iata yachol hamisa b'misa k'suva bo. Shata yirasha lahamisa b'chol misa shata yachol abiso. How do I know if you can't kill him with saif somehow? He's running away, and all you could kill him is with a gun. How do I know I could even use a gun to kill him or any other way? Hamlomar most yumas mikomakom. The any way you could kill him, get him killed. The biarta rami kerbecha. Get rid of the evil. So that's what we learn from the double lashon Moshi Mas. Hatosas and Makos asks, so it sounds like from the Gemara here, only by Ritzicha, but by any other Misa, you could only kill him with the prescribed Misa. So he quotes a Tosefta that says, there are other circumstances of other Misas Bezdins, you can kill him with other means. So how come the Gemara implies only by Rotzeach? So he says there's a fundamental difference. By Ritzicha, if you can't kill him with Saif, you could kill him any way. You could think of any creative way to kill him. When it comes to other misos, if you can't kill him with saif, let's say, you could only kill him with the other types of misos bezins. You're only given the limit to those four. So let's say, guys, Michal Shabbos deserves skila, so if you can't kill him skila, you could give him sreifa herger chenek, but you can't kill him with a gun. Only of those four. That's what it means. You could expand beyond the one to the other three. But Matzach is a different din. Bam Achter is not a din of misos bezin. That's a din of a person that had to kill him anyway you could kill him. There's a chiddush in the Rishonim. It sounds like there might be a certain type of Mises Bezin that you are allowed to give, but in terms of the way you kill him, that's a unique case. But so again, by Ritzicha, though, you could kill him any way that will get this person dead. Then the Gemara says, Hakei Take, this pasuk is in the context of Ir Nedachas. Hakei Take, as Yoshe Ha'ir, the pasuk says, so you kill the Ir Nedachas, all the Yoshe Ir Nedachas. Ainli Elabaka, Haksuva Behen, I only know with the misa that's written by them, which is saif, you kill them all with the sword. How do I know if you can't kill them with saif, you could kill them anyway, just kill them with a gun? This is some tzricha, that ir nedachas, these are the two unique cases that you could kill them. If you can't kill them with the prescribed misa, you could kill them in any other way possible. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Hashav Tashav, Ein Liela Shemeshkana Burushus Bezim. What's the context here? So you take a mashkin from someone who's poor, you have to return it the next day to them. They need it for the next day, they need clothing to wear. So Ein Liela Shemeshkana Burushus Bezim, I only know if you took a mashkin with the Rishus Bezim, they gave you that collateral to hold on to, that you have to return it. But let's say Mashkano Shalobrishus Bezim. Let's say you took it without the consent of Bezim. Minayin, how do I know even in that circumstance you have to return it? Tamalomer Hashav Tishiv. You always return the object when the owner, the lova, needs it. You're the malva, you're the bank. and the loaf is not paying you back. So you take a mashkin, you take their clothing from them. So in the end of the day, you want that collateral to be insured to get paid back, but at the same time, he's an ani, so you return it every time he needs it back. Then the pasuk says, what about chavol tachvol, which is also in the context of taking a mashkon and a lova, halva. Ein li ela shemashkon b'shus bez, b'shus. I only know that if you took the mashkon with consent. Mashkon shelo b'shus, minayin. How do I know if you took it bal karcho, you still have to return it to him when he needs it. Tam lomer, chavol tachvol mikomakom. You always have to return the object to him. The Gemara asks the question, honey trey kroy lomeli. The two pesukim we just brought are both about returning the mashkin when they need it. So why did he need to teach the same din two times? So the Gemara answers, chaluk tzuz yom, chaluk tzuz laila. If you took his day clothing, his business clothing, so you could take it at nighttime, but by morning you have to return it back so he has what to wear. And if you took the pajamas, so you could take them during the day as a mashkin, but when he needs it to sleep with at night, then you return them back to him at night. So you teach both chaluk tzuz yom, chaluk tzuz laila. Okay, the Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Pasach Tiftach, Pasach says, you should open up your hands and help the Anim. Ein li ela la'aniyat yirch, I only know the people of your city. La'aniyat yir acharis minayin. How do I know about people from another city? This is a very, very important din here, by the way. Oftentimes people will come asking for money and say, oh, we come from Yushalayim, Ani Yushalayim, Kodim, and everything else. The poor people from Yushalayim come before anything, any other people's city. It's not true. The Gemara tells us here, the ani ircha, a person's anim of his own city comes before any other city. Now when it comes to ir acheres versus Yushalayim, then Yushalayim comes before any other city. But someone's own ircha is the first obligation. Your own community's anim is most important. Then comes Yushalayim, and then comes any other anim.
You don't want to pass with the Yushalayim's ani ircha? I remember always hearing that.
No, it's incorrect din. You look down in Ramah. Ramah writes, ani ircha kodim l'chol irchem, and then Yushalayim comes. Take a look at the Ramah. I believe so. I'm pretty sure. Fine. The Gemara says, how do I know? Again, ainli lani ircha lani ir acharis minayin. How do I know that even for other poor people from other cities, you have to also open up your hands? Hamalomar pasach tiftach mikol makom. Always open up your hands. Now this is only if you have enough funds to help everybody out. If it's limited, so then ani ircha come before ani ir acharis. So then the pasuk says another pasuk about tzedakah. The pasuk says nason titein lo ein li ela matana meruba. I only know give him a big gift. Matana muetis minayin. How do I know even a small tzedakah, a small amount of money is also sufficient? Tamal omer nason titein mikol makom. Any form of nesina is good. A penny a day, a quarter a day, a dollar a day. All this, it's all good tzedakah. In fact, the Rambam writes it's better to disperse it throughout the year instead of giving one big check of $1,000. Give a dollar a day. That's much better. And there are a couple of reasons why the Rambam says that. One reason is because each time you give it, it's a new mitzvah. It's not about the amount. Each nesina is a mitzvah. So as opposed to giving one nesina, you have 300, minus the Shabbos days, 300 days a year, you give 300 separate mitzvahs. Also explains the Rambam, the person gives every single day, it trains him. It's a certain, it becomes habitual to him to give. A guy gives once a year, writes one check once a year, so he's not, that's not his midos now. Once a year, but if a guy gives every single day, he's in now the betaras, bechinas of giving. He becomes a giving person every single day. Even a matana muetes is good enough. So then the Gemara says, quote the pasuk, hanok tanik, this is talking about hanukkah that you give an eved. After an eved, ivri goes free. He works for you for 6 years, you give him a little gift. It's like a retirement plan. Here's some hanukkah, you give him, send him off with some gifts. So what's a double lashon hanok tanik? Ein li ela shinis barech habayis biglalo. I only know manikin. I only know that if he really brought bracha to your home, he really worked well and made your investments go up. Only then do you give him hanukkah. Lo nisbarech habayis biglalo. But let's say he really was a terrible worker. He ruined all your investments. Minayin, how do I know that even then you have to give him hanukkah? Tamalom or hanek tanik mikomakum. Regardless of what he produced or not, regardless of his success rate, you have to always give him some level of hanukkah. So Rabbi Lazar has a chiddush that he says, no, you only give him hanukkah if it actually he helped your investments. But if not, then if nisbarach beglalo, then you wouldn't give him hanukkah.
That pasuk ends with Hashem
Baruch Hachash. Yeah.
Rashi says. So.
Exactly. So that's how they connect it. So Rabbi Elazar connects it, but according to Tanakama, he says the drush is to teach us that you always have to give him Hanik Tanik Lo, but what's the end of the pasuk tell me? What you give him, what type of animals, so only animals that are able to produce, as opposed to a mule, the Gemara says, I think, condition a mule which does not produce is not considered Hanukkah because it doesn't give bracha. Only animals or types of items that can give bracha. But nothing to do with his bracha that he gave. Bracha is qualifying what types of gifts, what type of Hanukkah to give. So again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that only in his barach b'hayis biglalo do you give him Hanukkah, so tanik lamali, what's the extra word tanik telling me? So dibra Torah b'loshen kiloshen ben adam, this is a big yisod, that sometimes the Torah is not so precise. People speak in double lashon, they embellish, they say, they repeat things. So sometimes the Torah repeats things also, and not every word is meant to be used as a drasha.
Are you saying that for all of them, or just for this last?
Very good. Look at Tosas dibra maskel dibra Torah b'loshen ben adam. Vim Tomar, he asks, Vichy Les Lehu Kol Hani Drashas Leil? Did he reject all the drashas we just mentioned above? Valiba the Rabbi Shimon, Mishanina Nami Leil, the Lom Messiah Mikra, Ubrashana Darish Nami Rabbi Shimon, Es Aser Taser, Echad Masa Dog, and Echad Masa Bema. So we see Rabbi Shimon above, who did make the drasha, but he does make a drasha elsewhere of Aser Taser. So do you hold this across the board, or do you reject this across the board? So Tosos says, Vyishomer Didavka Hacha Bahani Tre Kra Yamina, Dibra Lashon. The Dibra Torah Kolashim Bin Adam. Dafka, in these two scenarios of Hanik Tanik, and what's the other one? I think we're going to see one shortly. In the next one, we're going to see in a moment. That too. Only these two cases do we say Kolashim Bin Adam. Why? Bishum de muchache cry dichsiv. The pasuk itself indicates exactly. Dai machsero de machsero ubidach ksiv asher beracha. The psukim limited. The fact that it says beracha. So normally Rabbi Elazar would have said Hanik Tanik. Always give him Hanukkah. But since it says beracha, that limits the understanding, so he's forced into a corner and says, so what do you do with the double lashon? He has to say kolashim b'nei adam. He's forced into that. So the pasuk we're about to see also, de machsero, is also, he's forced into a corner. But only if you're forced into a corner do you rely on kolashim b'nei adam. But other than that, says Tosas, we don't say such a svara. He holds of all the previous drashas. So then the Gemara says, have tavi tenu. So this is referring to lending out money to people. I only know that he has no money and doesn't want to be make a man and make parnasa. So Amar Rachmana tain lo der hava, that you should give him a loan. But Yeshu, let's say he has money. He has money in the bank, but ain't wrote to list partners. But he doesn't want to use his own money to invest. He's scared he's going to lose it all. Minayin, how do I know? Even though he has money, but he's scared to use it, you should still lend him money to invest. Tamalomar tavi tenu mikol makum. You should lend him money nonetheless. Even though he has money, Ulu Rabbi Shimon Damar Yesh Lo Veinarotza Lisparnis Ain Is Kalkin Lo. So Rabbi Shimon has a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. But he goes against this. If the guy has money, but he refuses to use his own money, he only wants to invest other people's money. You don't have to lend him money. It's not fair. Why is my money on the line? Let him also invest in this. So then, according to him, Tavi Tenu Lamali. What do you do with the extra word Tavi Tenu? So he relies on that same svara, Dibra Torah Kolashim Bin Adam as well. It's not needed to be used as a drasha. It's that sometimes the Torah uses double lashon. So from this Gemara is a very, very important discussion. The Rama writes that if a person is an ani, even though the ani has and he doesn't want to get a job, he's ani, and you could get him a job, but he refuses to take a job. He wants to just get paid from tzedakah. So since he's an ani, so you're allowed to help him out. Even though the guy's being lazy, sitting on his couch all day doing nothing, since he has no money, you mamash have to help him out. Even though he's not helping himself out. But let's say you have an usher, a wealthy person who has money, but doesn't want to use his own money. And he only wants to take tzedakah. Is that have the same din as an ani who's not willing to work? A guy with money but doesn't use his money. So that's a shaila in the poskim. Some say, no, the guy has money. You don't have to give him tzedakah, the guy who has money. He doesn't know how to use his money. That's his fault. And others say, no, you have to actually still help him out. Even though he's, whatever is going on in his mind, if he refuses to use his money, he has a din of an ani, of the ain lo, and you have to help him out. Okay, interesting discussion in the postkin. Now let's do a few more lines here, and then we'll stop here. The Gemara says, Haya batel min asela, lo yomar lo, tain li sela, ela no sin lo scharo kapo. A guy is batel min asela, he stops his very, very well-paid job, and he can't say to the guy, you know, give me the sela that I just lost out on. Rather, you pay him kipoel. What do you mean you're paying like a po'al? What type of po'al? There are many types of po'alim. So the Gemara says, Nosin lo scharo kipo'al batel. You pay him like a worker who's batel.
Unemployed.
What do you mean, my kipo'al batel? Right, an unemployed guy. A worker who's batel?
Yeah.
So Amar Abaye, kipo'al batel, shel osa mlacha, de batel mine.
Yeah,
What's the pshat there? So look at Rashi, and we'll stop here. Rashi says, seven lines from the bottom, Kepol batel she'osam lacha debatel mineya. Kama adam rotza litol, how much money would a person be willing to take, ulifchaos mischar, to take away from his, to take a decrease in his pay cut, libatel mimlacha zu kveda. He's doing a very, very well-paid job, but it's a lot of work, a lot of effort. How much is he willing to take the pay cut to do an easier job for less money? Is a guy willing to be an investment banker, is, you know, working 24 hours a day, getting a lot of money? Or is he willing to work as an accountant, working half the time, but less money? That's this guy. He's working a well-paid job, but it's taking an easier job. So for me to pick up the Aveda is much easier. I'm willing to take the pay cut for a much easier job. Whatever schar that is, however they assess it, that's the amount of money he's able to claim from the Baal Aveda. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful
day. So again, if he's making $100 an hour, let's say.
Mm-hmm.